Hey, what's up? Red Pill Man is here again, and here to tell you an interesting story, an article by a person by the name of Oceana Teffenhart. 15 lessons I've learned from sleeping around. Oh boy. I'll admit, I've had a lot of sex with a lot of different partners. I used to be ashamed of it, but now I own it. Because who gives a crap? Sleeping around has not only given me plenty of orgasms, but it's also taught me a whole lot about guys and sex that I wouldn't have known otherwise. So you just can't watch Red Pill videos, or you just can't ask men, your male friends. You have to literally play Russian roulette with your pussy. Okay. One, guys are way more insecure than they want to admit. I've had so many guys throw fits when they found out my number. It's laughable. Too many guys legitimately can't handle the idea that a girl has been with a lot more people than they have. Obviously, a bad reaction to this is a deal breaker for me, because I don't have time to deal with guys who are so insecure about that crap. This reminds me of Brittany Renner. Brittany Renner is an Instagram model who said she slept with 24 guys and bragged about it on Instagram. Okay? But then wants to have a meltdown when people start judging her about her book. But she talks about sleeping with 24 guys and starts crying and how, you know, what is it? I think Kaepernick, she was dating Kaepernick, and Kaepernick played her ass. Let me put it to you this way. A master key, okay, that can open any lock. It's a master key. It's something to be praised. Okay? But a lock that can be opened by just any old key, it's a shitty lock and is to be thrown away. Makes sense. Okay? Woman, just the pussy could be given up to any old dick. Some shitty ass pussy. Once you hit it, you throw it away. pH level's probably off balance as fuck. Smelling like, you know, warm mayonnaise and helicopter smoke. Let's get on to number two, shall we? Sex is sex, not love. This is so hard for some people to understand, especially when hormones mess with your mind. There's a huge difference between love and sex. You can have sex with just about anyone, and you might barely feel any closeness to them.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't understand why she gotta... Love isn't easy, nor is it anywhere as easy to cultivate as sex. Right. Sex is sex, but you still have to choose wisely who you have sex with. Because honestly, you know, you have sex with the wrong person, is either an STD, or the fact of the matter is you could end up being sprung, you know, being infatuated with somebody, you know, that you think they love you, but they really don't give a shit about you. But you can't see that because you have rose-colored glasses on because the dick was popping for your ass. See, women have a lot to lose in this sex game than men. They could get pregnant, they get STDs, you know, like Amy Horton, she has genital warts. You could also check her articles on that. Not making that up. It's public knowledge. 3. Even the best sex isn't worth losing love. Great sex can be earth-shattering, but love is the stuff that moves the universe. When in doubt, choose a happy relationship over good sex. Well, how does that make any sense when you're talking about 15 lessons you've learned by sleeping around? So how could you talk about being in a serious relationship and you've been, you know, hopping to more pipes than Mario Brothers? You don't make sense. All right, here's lesson number four. The only good sex is safe, consensual sex. Unprotected sex is dangerous, extremely so. Non-consensual sex can ruin lives. Of course, duh. Unsafe sex practices can get you killed. If you're going to be promiscuous, be smart about it. Otherwise, you might want to prepare for the consequences. Yeah, what else? Thank you, Miss Captain Obvious. But the thing is, though, when you have a lot of sex, promiscuous sex, you kind of increase your chances of getting an STD. That's what you forgot to put in here. Okay? And when you're playing the hoe, you know, there's no real commitment there. You're playing with fire. That's all I gotta say. 5. We have really unhealthy attitudes towards sex. I've lost friends over my promiscuity, even though I've never slept with anyone they knew. I've had guys go psycho over the number I've had. I've had people who barely know me tell me to get tested upon hearing my number. This isn't healthy, polite, or acceptable in any way. Sex is a natural part of life. We have to stop shaming one another over it. Listen. Okay. Women are not supposed to be telling people, you know, you're not supposed to be telling people your body count. Women are supposed, there's certain things women are supposed to take to their damn grave. This is one of them. Okay? You do not tell people about your body count. All right? Dirt is meant to be underneath your feet. It's not meant to be shown in everybody's face for the world to see. That's why it's called doing dirt. Okay? It's like you want respect for being a hoe. No, you want respect for being everybody's gardening tool. That's not how it works. Okay? There's a reason why what stays wherever, what's done in Vegas stays in Vegas. 6. A promiscuous person can usually tell if you're experienced. It's true. Sorry, not sorry. I can tell who's had a lot of sex in their lifetime because they tend to have different attitudes towards sex. You're sorry, not sorry, but you're getting offended when men judge you over your body count. So you are sorry. Next. 7. Having a lot of sex doesn't make you any better or worse than anybody else. Do some people have a high number, have issues they need to solve? Absolutely. But for every promiscuous person with issues, there's another person who's just went through a wild phase or has certain kinks that they enjoy. You can't put promiscuity in a box. Yes, you can. Okay? You have to, in order to have restraint, in order for people to like you, in order to have a good reputation, in order to even one day have a family with a man that can respect you and not, you know, loathe your ass. Okay? This type of attitude is the reason why there's so many single mothers out there. Okay? This attitude is the reason why so many women have problems, you know, after sleeping around for so long to commit to a relationship. Why they get with a man that loves them, but deep down they don't respect that man. Because they've had so many, you know, relationships, so many, people will call it, this, I remember one dude, he said, the spirits of other men. Basically, you have so many ties, so many soul ties to all these men that you can't bond with them, okay? Because you have too many personalities in you, all right? 9 times out of 10, when a woman does this type, you know, of wild, loose living, there are chances that she may end up having promiscuous sex. Chances are. Because the more you expose yourself to promiscuity, the less restraints that you have, the less self-control that you have. All right? It's meant to be put in a box for a reason. And with this abortion bill coming soon and abortion ban that's sweeping slowly through the South, women are going to have to learn to be very, very, very good at putting their promiscuity in a box. 8. A lot of people envy us later on. I had talks with people who were in their 60s and 70s, and many of them mentioned that they regret not sowing their wild oats in their younger years. If you want to do it, do it. Everybody has those damn regrets because of television and how they tell you that you have to, you know, or songs, and yeah, you got to get it in. But they don't tell you about the single mother epidemic. They don't tell you about the fact of the broken relationships, broken homes. They don't tell you of catching STDs. They don't tell you about the fact that, you know, the regrets, the fact that you had to raise a kid that, you know, they may not really want it. They don't tell you about that stuff. Okay, everybody has regrets sometimes when they live the straight and narrow, but in reality, it was the best thing for them. Okay, as compared to someone who's 67 years old and, you know, gave their pussy up to the world, to, you know, to the community, and, you know, they have a history that follows them to the grave as well as their own kids, because people know who their mother is. And their kids have to live that shame down sometimes to the day they die, or unless they move. 9. Slut shaming happens, and it comes from people you'd never expect. I've been slut shamed by doctors, priests, and even my then boyfriends. Anyone who has the nerve to remark of the number of partners a woman has should have no place in their life, and sooner you make that clear, the better off you'll be. How about keep that number to yourself? And why would you... Wait, let me see here. Slut shamed, okay, by doctors, priests. Doctors just want to tell you to stop fucking before you end up going to an early grave or catching something you can't get rid of. Priests, well, I'm sorry, but isn't that their job, you know, religious authority to tell you to stop doing things that would offend their God? Okay, so I don't, you know, if you don't like the type of attention you get from telling your body count, here's a clue. Stop telling people your body count. It's the same shit with Brittany Renner, all right? You want to tell everybody you slept with 24 guys, football players, entertainers, and, you know, you get mad when people criticize your ass for it. I mean, give me a break. 10. Slut shaming happens, and happens to people you'd never expect. You just said this twice. I've been slut shamed when I was a virgin. What? I've been called a whore for having big boobs. I don't know, maybe she was in middle school and, you know, she was overdeveloped and immature kids say stupid shit. After a while, I decided I had nothing else to lose by actually enjoying myself, since I was going to be called promiscuous either way. I have no regrets. I wonder if she had her dad in her life. 11. The most promiscuous people aren't the ones you'd expect. I'd give 3 good examples. 2 of my exes were quiet geek types who worked regular jobs. They dressed in button downs, wore khaki pants to work. You have to work on your damn spelling. Both of them slept with hundreds of people each, and one even did adult films as a side gig. Another ex had slept with well over 300 people during the day. He's a mild-mannered, polite, church-going guy who sells engagement rings. Okay, but you know what, though? Do you know what? They kept that shit to themselves, all right? That's the whole point. Shut the fuck up about your damn body count. Us men, we know we don't talk about that shit sometimes because we'll be looked at scumbags. And unfortunately, you know, they got the hypocrites in church, okay? They don't talk about it because they'll be judged for it. Lady, get a fucking brain, all right? 12. The promiscuous people you have had to watch out for are the ones who won't admit they've slept around until proof has been shown to them. A good deal breaker for any relationship is when your boyfriend lies about how many people he's been with. People who do this are more prone to cheating because they're already used to lying, and they also might be hiding the fact that they have STDs. Alright, what about you? Okay, you want to say that you have no shame and you have 15 lessons that you've learned from sleeping around, but you don't think people will think about you prone to cheating and you may be hiding the fact that you have STDs? It's a two-way street when it comes to this, man, when you're in a relationship. This woman's crazy. 13. Guys who are insecure about their number are more likely to cheat. I found this one out the hard way. A lot of guys feel that they need to catch up to your number. This is also true, to a lesser degree, with women. Look, I've known women that when a man says how much he has slept, how many experiences he's had. Me personally, I remember I told a woman how many, like, the experience, sexual experiences I had, and I could feel the insecurity in her voice. Okay? I could feel the insecurity in her voice. So you can come off that bullshit right now. This lady talking out her ass. 14. The Madonna whore complex is real, and it turns guys into douchebags. A lot of guys can't handle the idea of dating an impure girl like they're supposed to date an impure girl. And that's fine as long as they're not going to go near me. These same guys will, however, be open to casual sex with what they consider easy. I still don't understand why guys think this way. I can understand how you think this way. You want to say, have a problem with dating an impure girl. Guys don't have a problem dating an impure girl. Just don't think that impure girl has a chance in hell of being in a serious relationship with them, let alone get an engagement ring or even have their last name. All right? Let that sink in. Okay? And now you want to say, it's fine as long as those guys are not near me. Oh, please. 15. Even if you slept with a douche with a bunch of people, being cheated on still hurts. Of course it does, because you are still human. It's inexcusable to hurt. It's inexcusable. It hurts good people, and frankly, it's trashier than all sin. Don't cheat. How are you going to talk about this when you have had sex with? Listen, this woman talks out of her ass this whole article. Okay. This whole article is just, someone needs just to take this shit and just feed it to her, because no one's buying this shit. No one is buying this shit with half a brain, especially no damn man with common sense. Okay. And this chick just really needs to just, get real. And matter of fact, I mean, why would you even show your damn face in this article? Honestly, why? And the questions asked are dumb. That's all I have to say. I mean, really, you want recognition for being a hoe. You want to be rewarded for being a hoe. You're a hoe. Hoes are not rewarded. They're a gardening tool. You use it and you put it back in the shed. Okay? That's it. That's a hoe. You do what you do in the dark, and you leave it in the dark. That's it. It's a hoe. All right? And you want respect out of it. You want no one to judge you. People are going to judge you. That's it. You're not going to get anything out of it. You're not going to get anything positive out of it. This is just the way it is. I mean, what do you want? A medal? You want to be awarded for what? You want a comic book after you? Super hoes? This is the price you pay for being a hoe. And you either accept it or stop being one. Simple as that. This is Red Pill Man. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.